This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
Trees are tribal. They like the company of others. The natural enemy of trees is turf. So when we plant a single tree in the middle of a lawn, it really wants to be over in the woods with friends. They start out kind of out of place, like a maroon sailor. Now, do-overs or mulligans are not allowed. Mistakes made at planting cannot be corrected later. A tree is shaped by the past. There is no rewind button. Compacted soil, a small planting hole, lack of organic matter, and the worst sin, planting too deep. All of these events can lead to the demise of what should have been a great long-term investment. Most large tree failures take place near the base. A 65-foot-tall tree weighs 35,000 pounds. It has about 150,000 leaves, and those leaves weigh in total just about 300 pounds. That's why they blow around once they're discarded from the tree. Interestingly enough, the exact moment that a leaf is shed from a tree is called abscission, and if you listen carefully, it actually makes a quiet noise. That is then followed, in many neighborhoods, by a loud noise of a leaf blower, but I digress. So when we're thinking about where to locate a tree, try to work companion plantings around their bases to keep the dreaded turf away. Even existing trees that have a nice 3-inch deep bed of bark mulch around them extending about 18 inches beyond the outer edges of the furthest limbs, called the drip line, really benefit because this gives a good barrier between parts of the plant that are softer than metal and the metal noisemaker that mows the omnipresent lawn. Many trees fail to reach their full genetic potential because of lawnmower blight, and once a tree is injured, it sets the whole growth cycle back. Personally, whenever I plant any type of tree, I like to add in some seasonal color with hardy perennials like Walker's Low Catmint or maybe some reblooming daylilies at their base. They kind of marry a plant to a site and also help to cushion the harsh rays of the summer sun. If I have room, putting 3 to 5 neon flash dwarf spireas around the base of a lovely crabapple or maple will give added color at times of the year when the flowers or fall leaves are not so distinctive. When you plant a tree in your yard, it's uplifting to your entire neighborhood, and that alone is well worth the price of admission. I'm Jim Sellecito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.